Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back to today's show. Thanks for doing so. Let's walk it from the top a little bit and segue in to today's episode, where we're picking up kind of sort of where we've left off archivally, going over a number of topics here within the 30 minutes today. We're going to continue in our self-teaching of Mandarin, translating from Mandarin symbols, showing the English translation, but also the actual Mandarin words for tonal inflection practice, while pinyins. So today in the description, I did a copy of the Mandarin symbols of the following English translation of Tim Doyle's upcoming guest on Monday when we interview him from the Path to Oneness Galactic Training Course, which I'm a blessed member of, and Tim's been a guest on my show. I'm going to ask Tim to isolate the prayer to eliminate emotional parasites, but I want to start to repeat it here again today, and I'm going to try to incorporate it probably daily moving forward. And verbatim, it goes as the following. Emotional parasites are fears, unhealthy thoughts, and judgmental thoughts about others. Place your left hand on your navel, or above your navel, and your right hand on your heart. Revive the feeling or lingering thought that you want to remove from your light body. And please say the following words aloud with reverence. This feeling is not mine. This feeling does not belong to me. I realize this feeling in love from now until forever. Amen. Again, the Mandarin symbols are in the description of today's show for the English translation of that prayer. Here's the Mandarin words with the pinyins, also displayed in the description of today's show for the English rendition of the parasite prayer. Kui dao, jiao chu, quin chu, ji shan chang. Jin chu, ji shan chang is a compound word that consists of three characters. Jing, ru, which is emotion. Jishangchang, which is parasite, the literal translation of the symbols, which mean emotional parasite, but is more accurately understood as thought parasite or mind parasite. This is because these negative thoughts and feelings are often seen as clinging to or invading our minds. Zhushu Fangjie Doki Hu Dukui Shang Feng Yosho Fangze Jing Shang Shang. This line of the text provides instructions for how to position your hands during the prayer. Joshu, meaning left hand, Fangze, to place, Dukyu, navel, Hua, or Dukui Shang Fang, above the navel, Yoshu, right hand, Fangjie, to place, and Jinghang, heart. Again, the symbols, Mandarin symbols, and the actual pinions shown are Shuhu ni Jing Ya Ho Kong Ni De Guang Ti Zhong Yishu Yishu Di Zhang Jiao Hua Yang Rao De Xixiang. This line of text instructs you to focus on the feeling or thought that you want to remove from your light body. Shu Hua, revive. Ni Zhang Yao, you want. Kong Ni Dai Guang Ji Zhong Yishu, to remove from the light body. De Zhang Jiao, the feeling. Hua, or Yang Gao De Xixiang, the lingering thought. Jing Da Zhe Jing Yi Da Shang Shou Shu Xi Zhe Hua. This line of text asks you to say the following words aloud with reverence. Jing, Queen, please. Da Zhe Jing Yi, with reverence. Da Shang Shou Shu, to say aloud. Zhe Zhe Hua, these words. Zhe Zhuang Zhang Jiao Bu Xie Wo Yi Yi. This line of text is the first part of the prayer. Zhe Zhang Zhang Jiao, this feeling. Bu Xi Wo De, is not mine. Zhe Zhang Zhe Gang Jiao Bu Shu Yi Wo. This line of text is the second part of the prayer. Zhe Zhang Zhang Jiao, this feeling. Bu Shu Yu Wo, does not belong to me. Wo Zhe I Zhong Xifang Zhe Zhong Zhang Jiao. This line is the third line of the prayer. Wo Zhe A Zhong, I am in love. Xifang, release. Zhe Zhong Zhang Jiao, this feeling. Now you can all see why I need a lot of tonal inflection practice. Definitely practicing with the symbols. And you can certainly understand why my granddaughter, who's fluent in speaking, writing, and reading Mandarin, will be my tutor this summer. Let's take a 10-second break, and when we come back, we'll take a little deeper dive into the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour today, unveiling tranquility and traditions, a deep dive into Chinese prayers as a prelude to upcoming expert guest Tim Doyle. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Again, thanks for being with us, and let's continue after the short 10-second break. Today, we're unveiling the tranquility traditions, a deep dive into Chinese prayers and meditation with myself, Grandpa Bill, as your host, welcoming back one and all to the BA Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour podcast, where we're exploring all things that nourish the mind, the body, and the soul. Always those subject matters here at my shows. Today we're embarking on a fascinating journey to the Far East, specifically to delve into the rich culture and history of Mandarin Chinese prayer and meditation practices. For the millennia, Chinese civilization has cultivated a deep connection between the physical and spiritual realms, something we've talked about archivally many times at the shows, both at my segments, Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, Good for All Kids from 1 to 92, everything about health and wealth and wellness, physical workouts, resistance bands, free weights, nutrition in and of itself, plant-based meditation, Qigong, and actual healthcare coverage. So prayer and meditation have played a central role in this connection, offering profound techniques to cultivate inner peace, tranquility, and a sense of well-being via our guided meditations each week, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by Seth Leif Brzezinski there. Check out his brand new website, imawakenow.com. always looking for the 100th monkey mind there. I'm a blessed guest there. It's part of my therapy. And then we do guided and informal meditations here for years. And then provocative guests like Tim Doyle, who's been a guest on the show many times around the proverbial corner. So we're going to be exploring and continuing exploring examples of Chinese prayers. Mindfulness mantras, something we've talked about before, revisiting discussions of the past, the prayer to eliminate emotional parasites today and in past episodes, dissecting the power of mantras in reciting affirmations to detach from negativity and find clarity. Happiness is. Don't worry, be happy. One of the suggested audios by the great Bob Marley. Whitney Houston songs, Find Out For Yourself, for those of you that aren't members yet of the Path to Oneness membership program. We'll expand upon that and program in another self when Tim gets here to do so. But Monty Python, I love it. Eliminating emotional parasites, dissecting the power of mantras, and reciting affirmations to detach from negative activity and find clarity. Gratitude prayers. We'll explore prayers of gratitude common in Chinese traditions that express thankfulness for blessings and promote a sense of contentment, something we talk about via Seth Lee Brzezinski's guided each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for a year now. Greg at the helm, keeping us straight with all the connections, with all the inroots, YouTube, Gaia, Direct, the channels, the scan bars. Greg does a great job coordinating it all. Greg and Seth bring it home there. Do join us there. But Seth's talked about this many times there. I've been talking about this in one way, shape, form, or manner for 50 years. In business, very much now retired for a couple of years, but paying it forward in my own way with these series of workouts for geriatrics, main mentor moments, and so forth at my other shows. So there's a little bit of trickle down from those shows here, especially archivally 6 years and running now. So we'll continue to talk about prayers to nature. We'll delve into prayers directed towards nature, acknowledging the interconnectedness of all living things, including animals. Soon, revisiting another show about meditating with animals, my two cats, talking about the angel Ariel and upcoming shows as well. All living things, fostering a sense of calm and belonging within the natural world. What brings you happiness? What brings that smile to your face that Seth talks about so much and so often at our meetings there, and myself practicing it for years, and it's my granddaughter, my legacy, my son, my wife, my blessings in life, my two animals, my two cats. Y'all know them if you follow the show, Brady and Brody. You'll be hearing and seeing much more of them as you have in the past if you join the shows, and fingers crossed, you never know. I'm going to be throwing it out there as a suggestion to the guys somewhere along the way for a mindful meditation about nature and the animals to include Venus, the meditation cat, Seth's cat there, that my two cats, Brady and Brody, when we join in each and every week, enjoy it immensely. Join us. So, prayers to nature, upcoming as well. Connection between prayer and meditation, moving meditation. While we meditate and actually do physical movements of Tai Chi, Qigong, and my knockoffs of workouts for geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, which is my knockoff of the formal Silver Sneakers program offered by Anthem Insurance, where I go to get my own information and practicing. And then when it gets to the free weights, exercise bands, and so on, it's basically based on the Spartacus 2012 program, which I've been following for 12 years myself, so designated via a YouTube series, which is still available up and about on the World Wide Web. Focusing breathing and meditation, promoting physical and mental well-being, which is what we've always done. Mindfulness meditation. We'll explore techniques for cultivating present moment awareness through focused breathing that we talk about so much at Workouts for Geriatrics, and I practice multiple times daily for years, a core principle in Chinese meditation practices as well. We'll get Tim to expand upon that, if not in its entirety or impartiality in his next upcoming show. He's been a guest right along. He's going to be a guest at least once a month, embraced around his 2 month times shows, embraced around the cycle of the moons, the most recent one as of April 1st. Sign up for his newsletter. Guided meditation will conclude before the end of this show with a guided meditation session, real quickly, mine, incorporating elements of mindfulness and imagery to cultivate a sense of inner peace and tranquility. If you're interested in learning more about Chinese prayer and meditation practices, I encourage you to peruse the Path to Oneness website about Tim Doyle, the membership program for those of you that may be members contemplating or want more information. Tim will be here to expand upon it. That's one source. There's many sources on the World Wide Web to hopefully create a fair and balanced. The program in and of itself is not for everybody. It's for those seeking out Chinese culture, Chinese prayer, meditation, mindfulness, peace, tranquility, holistic healing, BH Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. True healing encompasses the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of our being by incorporating practices from various traditions, many modalities. Like those explored in Chinese culture, we could cultivate a life filled with greater peace, purpose, and well-being. One of my three daily audio versions of the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour is the series aforementioned Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. Let's revisit some of the topics discussed there in archival shows regarding movement meditation. We'll discuss the practice of Tai Chi and Qigong, which do indeed combine gentle movements with focused breathing and meditation, promoting physical and mental well-being. We'll go deeper archivally in upcoming shows as well, bridging the gap between many shows I've done on the topics over the last 6 years and counting. Gentle moves, big benefits, unveiling the power of moving meditation with Grandpa Bill. Silver Streakers, welcome back to another invigorating episode of Workouts for Geriatrics. Today, we're revisiting the fantastic world of moving meditation, a practice that keeps your body humming and your mind sharp all at the same time. Remember those discussions on Tai Chi and Qigong from a while back, isolated there after said shows archivally? Do check out Workouts for Geriatrics. Well, guess what? They're perfect examples of moving meditation in action. These ancient Chinese practices combine gentle, flowing movements with focused breathing and meditation, offering a treasure trove of benefits for folks of all ages, kids from 1 to 92, from sprightly youngsters to wise old silver streakers such as ourselves. Deep dive into moving meditation, low impact powerhouse, talking about the beauty of low impact movements via my videos, which are tiring. I do have some upcoming for you about moving meditation. It's easy on the joints, making it a perfect fit for those who might not be able to handle high impact workouts. But don't be fooled by the gentleness. These exercises can and do improve flexibility, balance, and coordination, keeping you strong and steady on your feet. Mind-body harmony, the focused breathing aspect of moving meditation, is a game changer. As you move and breathe intentionally, something we talk about at the guided meditations, be it Seth's, mine, yours, ours, Tim's, my own, all of the above, you create a powerful connection between your body and mind. This not only enhances the physical benefits, but also promotes relaxation, reduces stress, and fosters a sense of inner peace. You are getting in touch with your organs, literally and figuratively, actually controlling your breath when you get to that level. No pressure, no harm, no foul. You'll get there. Join us. Those of us that are blessed that can do that, it's taken many years of practice for myself to get there. to get from that vortex of the 95th percentile, Main Street Portland, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, monkey minds. I'm out of it. But listen, caveat. I'm checking the ego at the door, finding the sweet spot in the middle, working on it real hard to stay there to prevent that spiral moving forward from the old monkey minds that predestines and predestines, he tried to say, our future when we are out of whack in that cyclone vortex of monkey madness. We're changing old mindsets and old foibles, to use a coin from the blog of my other friend Seth Lou Brzezinski. He recently talked about New Age, New Ager, somebody called him a New Ager or whatever. I don't want to get on that platform, and neither does he, and he can speak far eloquently for himself. He's the wordsmith, that's why I go there. I'm the porcelain junction box. The people I put you in touch with, they're the wordsmiths, the expertise. I've learned a lot through attrition and practice over 50 years. In practice myself, now fully retired, humans and animals, having my own line of supplementation, blah, 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 long ago, far away, now doing most of this in goodwill ambassadorship, but main mentor moments in business and life at one of my other audio shows, upcoming a little bit later. So we'll revisit Silver Streaker modifications of Chair Qigong, which we've talked about before, upcoming. We'll explore modifications of Qigong exercises that can be done comfortably while seated in a chair, perfect for those who may have difficulty standing for extended periods. Tai Chi for balance. We'll revisit some basic Tai Chi postures that promote quality, balance, and stability, perfect for preventing falls and keeping you moving with confidence. And yes, I know you've waited with bated breath. You'll see me dancing around, hopping around to my form of Asper music that crosses over many genres, not just the crinkly, crackly official Asper music. We do that too. But I dance around on one foot and all kinds of crazy stuff. Chronologically, at age 70, proud to be able to still do that. Working real hard moving forward to keep that vein. You're as young as you feel. Practice it, live it, breathe it, encompass it. Tai Chi for balance. We'll revisit some basic Tai Chi postures that do promote balance and stability. Silver Streakers, remember, it's never too late to start incorporating movement and moving meditation into your routine. Find a local Tai Chi or Qigong class through the Silver Sneakers Anthem program if you need help and direction in your local area. That's one of the many attributes of the formalized program offered through Anthem Insurance there. Or explore online resources for beginners, friendly exercises in your area. Even a few minutes of mindful movement each day can make a big difference in your physical and mental well-being, and always join Grandpa Bill here doing the same. So let's take a 10-second break, come back and do part two of today's show and try to stay within the 30 minutes. We'll probably go the better part of 45. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do three audio versions daily, my sixth year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back. We'll make this the last segment for today's show, going right into a part two. So kind of a longer segment. Let's get to it. Probably the better part of 15 minutes. Again, thank you. Deep calming breath. So part two of today's show, if you will, want to get into a little bit more of cultivating contentment and exploring the prayers aforementioned in the earlier part of the show. Both gratitude in nature in Chinese traditions. So welcome back, Silver Streakers and Holistic Healing Hour listeners, where applicable, new, old, continue to pay it forward. In part one of today's episode, we've explored the wonderful world of moving meditation. Now let's delve a little bit deeper into the realm of Chinese traditions in and of themselves and discover how the prayers can interlap and do. Cultivate a sense of peace and well-being, especially for yours truly. I can speak from my own heart, and I do. Gratitude prayers, the power of appreciation. In Chinese culture, expressing gratitude is a vital practice. Gratitude prayers acknowledge the blessings in our lives, big and small, fostering a sense of contentment and appreciation. Examples of gratitude prayers, we've explored a few, some of these beautiful examples, and we'll continue to express thanks for our health, our family, our friends, our nature's bounty, and even sunny days. These prayers can be spoken aloud, written down, or simply held silently in our hearts. We do all of the above. I do daily, multiple times, with my cats, in solitude, with myself, with you guys and gals, Peter and Paul, my two church mice forever, and in the Valley of the Jolly Green Giant, echoing off the worlds of soloism, Grandpa Bill goofing around a little bit. But the benefits of gratitude, and research documents this, shows that practicing gratitude does and can have a profound impact on our well-being. It can reduce stress and improve mood. You have to really work at it, especially with the theater at the time of this taping on April 19th that just went up a tick literally hours ago, Middle East and all that kind of crazy stuff, the theater of the world. We'll talk about that in other shows. That's part of the fecal matter cauldron that's going in the toxicity of the planet. We'll get to that. But that's what we're abating. Old habits of fear, flight, fighting, fear for flight, fight for flight, all of that stuff. This reduces that. Prayers to nature, nature as a source of peace. Chinese traditions hold nature in very deep reverence. Prayers directed towards nature acknowledge our interconnectedness with all living things. Examples of nature prayers do express gratitude for the beauty of the natural world. Asking for guidance and harmony with nature's forces has worked well for me, and we're still working at it and with it. Ariel, Ariel. Brady, Brody, all my animals, all my cats, past, present, and future. I've been here before, fervently believe, no recollection of, that I was an animal, relating to either probably an eagle or a wolf or a fox. And whatever is next, I believe in that. And Tim and I won't have enough shows to talk about me and what's next. But we'll attempt at that, Tim, to our upcoming guest. Monday next, the time of taping. Finding tranquility in nature. We'll get to that with Tim, probably not the next episode. Fodder for at least, what are we in, April? Well, soon to be May, so 7 months time. He's got at least 14 visits, probably 7 for sure, with myself. And he's definitely got the 14 upcoming episodes still to come, based around the lunar cycle, for his own podcast shows, Plural, at the Path to Oneness. Okay, gratitude walk. Take a walk in nature and silently express gratitude for the sights, sounds, and smells around you. We've isolated that many times at workouts for geriatrics. It's something I embark upon. And fighting my old man arthritis two forms, yeah, playing the wine and cheese fiddle. Nero as Rome burns, Grandpa Bill going crazy on the water, fast, goofing around with levity. Waiting for the temperature to rise here in New England is my point, to get a tad warmer for me to start doing the nature walks, although I walk daily in the brisk cold as well. Not as often. Nature journaling, combining gratitude and mindfulness by keeping a nature journal, which I do, writing down observation, which I have many journals, and with this old man's scattered brain, oh my God, you should see my journals. in my attempt at assembling some semblance of order, as well as my embarkment on self-teaching Mandarin and many other things. Guided meditation, consider incorporating a brief guided meditation focusing on gratitude towards nature. Silver Streakers and all listeners, explore the power of gratitude in nature prayers, whether it's a simple thank you for the sunshine or whatever makes you happy and brings a smile to your face that we've talked about before. It's your face, it's your smile, it's your body, it's your enrichment, it's your demographic, it's your dynamic. Embrace it. Don't fear it. And get in tune with the body, with the innate trait to heal itself. Gratitude prayers, nature prayers, Chinese tradition, mindfulness, peace, well-being, BASLs, chemical, holistic healing hour, holistic living. Now segueing out, let's revisit where we started in the description of today's show. Revisiting it one more time, embarking on a captivating journey into the heart of Chinese traditions. Today's episode did explore the profound practices of prayer and meditation used for the millennia to cultivate inner peace, tranquility, and a sense of well-being. We did delve into the movement power of synopsized version in part one through practices like Tai Chi and Qigong. Directing your attention to the archival shows and the upcoming continuing shows there at my audio shows and videos and their benefits for the body and the mind. We'll then explore the art of gratitude prayers and prayers to nature. We kind of did. Part two here, uncovering their power to cultivate contentment and connection with the natural world. Revisiting the two probing questions in the description of today's show for your interaction. Have you ever explored prayer or meditation practices? If so, how have they impacted your life? Do you feel a connection to nature? How can we incorporate more gratitude for the natural world into our daily lives? Share your voice. We want to hear from you. Leave your voicemail messages on the BHL's Chemical Holistic Healing Hour voicemail message board and share your thoughts on Chinese prayer, meditation, traditions, or how you connect with nature or any other topic we talk about. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul, the multitudinous subjects, the multitudinous guests with expertise that have been blessed to have on my shows many times over. Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world, with the global exposure that you guys and gals are allowing me to be blessed with, and the provocative guests aforementioned. Our intuitive groups, large numbers, yours, mine, and ours. Get ready for an exciting upcoming interview with Tim Doyle from thepathtooneness.com. Tim is an expert who has resided in China for over a decade. He'll be joining us once again, sharing his in-depth knowledge of these captivating practices. Chinese culture, Chinese prayer, meditation, mindfulness, peace, tranquility, holistic healing, BA sales, chemical holistic healing hour, silver streakers, nature's connection, the BA sales, chemical holistic healing hour podcast. Unveiling the master, a combination and conversation with Tim Doyle, thepathtooneness.com. Get ready for a wisdom-filled encounter, the prelude episode, where we gear up for our upcoming interview with Tim Doyle from The Path to Oneness. Tim, a highly respected expert, has dedicated over 50 years of practicing Chinese prayer and meditation and traditions, and rock solid for the last decade or so with The Path to Oneness, the program online, his innovation creation with the guidance of the Golden Ones. It's about to a grace they are as well, our podcast and himself, with his profound knowledge, probing questions potentially for Tim Doyle in whatever episode. We have a series of ongoing questions, a little inside joke between Tim and I, to encompass some of them that we might encompass when he gets here to do so. They would include perhaps what initially drew Tim to explore Chinese prayer and meditation practices over five decades ago. How have these practices transformed his life over such a long period and a very fascinating career and his dedication to it? From his experience, what are some of the most significant benefits of incorporating these traditions into one's daily routine? His perspective on that. Asking him to share a particular impactful story or anecdote from his journey, and boy, are there many stories of. We've actually covered quite a few, Tim and I. Last year when he was a guest, I think, three times on my show. And another chuckle between Tim and I. He's been a guest on my show in one shape, form, or manner. Fractured Flickers, Inside Joke, Cameras, Fractured Flickers, Towers, The World Arena, Theater, My Missile's Bigger Than Yours, Weather. We've experienced all of those disruptions and interruptions along the way. And all they've done is broken cadence, a little bit on immediacy. Tim will be back as a seasoned practitioner with advice. What can he offer listeners who are curious about exploring Chinese prayer and meditation for the first time? We'll ask him that. Fuel your anticipation. This prelude episode is just a taste of the insightful conversation we will have with Tim in all of our interviews, archivally, the one upcoming, and moving in the forward. Stay tuned to learn more about the power of Chinese traditions for cultivating inner peace, tranquility, and a deeper connection with yourself and the world around us. Tim Doyle, The Path to Oneness, Chinese Practices, Meditation Master, BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, Podcast Prelude, coming Monday next at taping. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Make it a safe and productive day. Continue paying it forward. Everybody knows somebody up against it. We continue to support people, all wild animals being driven out of their natural environment, feral rescue animals, domesticated animals up against the same challenges of good, clean foods and medicines. We can help you out, the people, their people, plants and the planet. Hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as the porcelain junction box. Thank you one and all. Invited and nurturing your teams where applicable. Bye bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Join us each and every day. Peace, everybody.